In Iraq today, a car bomb tore through a Baghdad market, killing at least 11 people. ISIS has managed to carry out a number of attacks like this, while at the same time putting up stiff resistance in the northern city of Mosul. ISIS has held that city since 2014. New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks is just back from spending 3 weeks with Iraqi forces fighting to retake Mosul. There's a link to his story and his photographs at hereandnow.org. And Tyler Hicks joins us now via Skype from New York. Tyler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, your photos, as always, are absolutely incredible. The very first one in your story shows this massive fire that was set by ISIS in the oil fields just south of Mosul. And you write that this is actually part of ISIS's strategy as they retreat from places. So can you tell us more about that? What did you see in terms of ISIS in retreat?
This has been going on there for months, these incredible fires, which they set the oil wells on fire to provide cover while fleeing from Iraqi forces and providing cover from American airstrikes. This creates, as you can imagine, incredible amount of pollutant. It's hazardous to health, and it creates even another layer of a reason why people have to flee their homes, which is something less obvious than the immediate war bombs and gun battles that force people to have to flee their homes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in your photos, you have these very striking images of residents in Mosul huddling. You know, they're waiting for assistance, for food and water. There's pictures of family members running down streets, one with an Iraqi soldier protecting them. But of course, the common theme is that everything around them is utterly devastated. I mean, what is life like for civilians caught in these battles?
What struck me there is that there's really very little sense of security anywhere. And the thing about photographing war over many years is that you just never know what to expect. And that's what the civilian population, I think, has also grown up with. This becomes, in a way, normal to them, part of their everyday life. But even as Islamic State fighters are pushed out of these areas, they can pop up anywhere. They have very sophisticated networks of underground tunnels and the ability to move around and come up without any warning. And this is a very difficult way for people to live. And you can see it in their body language. You can see how people are always poised, always it's a very different silhouette than you're used to seeing in peaceful places.
Well, you know, when I introduced you, I said that you were back from 3 weeks on the front lines of this offensive. But then I remembered that you close your piece by saying that this is still a very dangerous and shifting fight and a shifting front line. I mean, is there any kind of dividing front line in the fight for Mosul?
When you are especially dealing with a fight in a large urban area like this, there very often isn't a front line. This is street to street and block to block fighting. It's a patchwork of very complicated areas that can be very porous. So that's what makes these places so dangerous and gives the Iraqi forces such a challenge. And they really are facing a huge challenge, one that I think is going to be a battle that takes a very, very long time and continues to cause a lot of casualties, both military and civilian.
Well, of course, there's enormous danger for civilians and members of the military and police, as you're saying, who are in this battle. But I'm wondering about what this latest embedded experience was like for you. Was it different than other war zones that you've been in? Was there anything that strikes you about Mosul that felt different than other places?
Absolutely. And one thing that really struck me is that there's not a huge amount of organization in the beginning of this. And I have colleagues, other photographers, journalists who were on the initial push of this operation with Iraqi forces. Very quickly, one of the New York Times photographers, Brian Denton, was injured when a suicide car bomb detonated close to him, and also injuring some Iraqi soldiers. It's also these kind of things which understandably make access more difficult. In fact, there are no foreign journalists officially permitted to be embedded with them on their push at this time.
Well, Tyler Hicks is a photographer and reporter for The New York Times. We've got a link to his story and his photographs from Mosul. That link is at hereandnow.org. Tyler, thank you so much.
Thank you.